UW system officials released the results of an internal investigation this week looking at financial transactions between the system's colleges and universities on the one hand and the foundations that support them on the other. The review initially was ordered after the UW system discovered that former UW Oshkosh officials had been illegally transferring money into the school's private foundation.
Well, the results of the investigation didn't find any additional illegal transactions along the lines of what was happening at UW Oshkosh. It did turn up a handful of deals at other campuses that have been described as questionable.
Nico Savage is with us now with a closer look at what that report turned up. He's the higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Nico, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, give us a sense of what this internal investigation at the UW system was looking for.
Essentially, they were looking to find out whether the kinds of deals that were happening between the UW Oshkosh University and the UW Oshkosh Foundation were more widespread than just being isolated at that campus. That's been a kind of big question that's been hanging over the relationships between universities and foundations over the past several months. Essentially, was anyone else doing the sort of deals that UW and the State Department of Justice has sued two former UW Oshkosh officials for? So to try to figure that out, UW reviewed several hundred transactions worth about $35 million, $36 million, in which universities were sending money to their private foundations. And mostly, UW says that should only go the other way. There should only be really foundations sending money to universities. The foundations manage things like university endowments, scholarship funds, and that kind of thing. But there are legitimate reasons why a university might need to pay its foundation, for instance, renting space in a foundation-owned building. And UW wanted to take a look and make sure there weren't other illegal examples of payments and financing relationships between those two entities that are supposed to be separate.
So the system, it sounds like, tried to look at every transaction where the money flowed the opposite way, from the university to its foundation, and then try to determine if it was legit. Do I have that right?
Yeah, pretty much. There were about 2,000 total cases in which there was some money going from the university to the foundation. They took a look at, the system took a look at documentation for the 300, basically larger transactions, 377 total transactions that were worth the vast majority of the money that was moving that way.
And what did they find? Did they find more problems, like the things that raised a red flag at UW Oshkosh?
Right. So what UW officials are saying is no, they did not. They didn't see the sorts of large improper transfers. They didn't see universities doing things like signing guarantees, pledging the university's credit if the foundation could not meet its loans from banks. That was one of the big issues that was happening at UW Oshkosh. They say there's no evidence that they found of widespread or of other behavior like that. However, they did find, several other transactions that they sort of flagged and said, these potentially violate best practices, or they violate what has since been clarified as UW's policies. An example of that was at UW-Madison, where the university essentially passed on the money that it gets in exchange for the broadcast rights to Badger sporting events. That's several million dollars. Passed that on to the UW Foundation, in part because the UW Foundation pays for some of the salaries for Wisconsin coaches. So the system basically said, let's put a pause on that. We're going to figure out what the rules should be for dividing that money up. There were some other ones where UW basically said this is not illegal, it's not rising to the level of discipline or the level of what was happening at Oshkosh, but it's something we want to take another look at.
Talking to Nico Savage from the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at a UW system review of money transfers from university campuses to their foundations around the state, looking to see if they were doing anything wrong. And Nico, we should say when people hear mismanagement of money, financial impropriety, they often think embezzlement. Some individual is profiting. That didn't happen even in the case of UW Oshkosh. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the argument, certainly, of the two UW Oshkosh leaders who have been sued in this, is that they're saying we weren't doing this to benefit ourselves. The basically how those improper transfers, improper according to UW, were used was to fund real estate and development projects in and around Oshkosh. The officials from Oshkosh have essentially argued, well, these still ultimately benefited the university, benefited the community. And one important thing also to note is that this UW investigation that was released yesterday is only one of two investigations that there are into the relationships between these universities and their private foundations. This was the internal investigation that UW is doing for itself. There is also an independent state investigation that's taking a look at these relationships. I talked with one lawmaker and asked, you know, does this answer all the questions you have about the UW Foundation? And he said, no, I'm still waiting for the definitive audit, which he says is going to be the one we expect later this fall from the state's audit bureau.
Right. Lawmakers weren't happy about what happened at UW Oshkosh. Part of the problem, as I understand it, is that doing some of these things by giving the money to the foundation, they could, it gave them some wiggle room, got around some limitations that would have been done if they had tried to spend directly from the university itself. Is that part of why lawmakers are keeping an eye on this here?
Yeah, and then part of it as well is that, you know, according to the state constitution, public entities can't use their money to benefit private corporations. And, you know, although these foundations are affiliated with public universities, they are themselves private nonprofit institutions. So you're not supposed to have the university benefiting that private arm and helping them do things like build biodigesters and do renovations of buildings that were ultimately owned by the foundation, which was what was happening in Oshkosh.
Has the UW system tweaked the rules now to try to avoid even the appearance that this money's flowing in the wrong direction for the wrong reasons?
Yeah, and so this was part of one of the transactions that was flagged was something that UW notes more recent guidance that was sent out to chancellors in April specifically prohibits a certain type of transaction that had been done at UW La Crosse back in 2015. So in this UW La Crosse case, it involves about $185,000 that the university gave to its foundation. The reason being, the foundation had paid about $500,000 to fund part of a stadium project at UW La Crosse, and then the foundation wasn't able to raise all of that money back. This was back during the recession. Several years later, the foundation still carrying a negative balance and essentially asks the university for some of that money back in order to recoup that. The university provided that money to the foundation. Now, a couple years later, UW institutes this guidance, and now those sorts of transactions are no longer allowed.
But it wasn't illegal anyway at the time. It just maybe looked a little bad.
Correct. And a UW system spokeswoman basically told me that that's because the project had been approved properly and it involved the foundation recouping money it had already paid the university, as opposed to the case in Oshkosh where you had some effort allegedly to conceal those transactions.
We've been talking about the UW system report. You mentioned lawmakers. The state has its own investigation going on. Do we have an idea of when that might be done?
According to the state's audit bureau, that's probably going to be at some point this fall. So I'm guessing we'll be able to see it fairly soon here and compare these findings.
And do we expect lawmakers to try to pass legislation that would put further limits on this?
That's not clear. I mean, there were some efforts in the state budget to take action on the UW Oshkosh Foundation and kind of ensure that taxpayer money wouldn't be used to bail out, as it were, in the words of some lawmakers, that foundation. In turn, UW system basically said, we're not going to use taxpayer money to help cover the foundation's outstanding debts, and the foundation has since said it's going to be, has since filed for bankruptcy.
Nico, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Nico Savage, higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us to talk about some questionable transactions that were flagged between UW campuses and their private foundations as detailed in a new UW system investigation.